Today, we have, in the spirit of it being officially fall,
Pumpkin Oreos.
I don't know. In my head, I feel like we've had these before, but I also don't remember having these before.
Mm-hmm, me neither. Okay. I would remember.
You'd remember pumpkin Oreos.
And the pumpkin Oreos.
These are pretty pumpkin-y. They smell pretty pumpkin-y. Oreos, cheers.
Cheers.
Yay. Mmm. I like them.
Me too.
I think they're pretty good.
Me too.
Just, you like them? How much do you like them? Scale of 1 to 10. Mm. Where do these rank?
10 being, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm. 10 being the most. Mm. The most delicious Oreos you've ever had.
Six. Seven.
That means that they're like average.
Oh, eight.
Well, okay, a five would be like the most average. Like, I don't dislike them. I don't hate them. A six would be a little bit more than that, but 10 would be the best.
Eight.
Okay, then that's pretty high.
How about you?
I think I'd give them a solid... I think I'd go 6.5. No. 7. I'd give them a 7. They're pretty good. I think they'd even be better with some kind of milk. Gang, nay.
With, like
a banana milk, maybe?
Apple cider?
Apple cider? Nah.
Maybe, like...
They're both fall things.
Maybe something else pumpkin. A pumpkin...
Ooh, like a pumpkin eggnog.
Yeah! Mm.
We've had pumpkin... That's a thing, right? We've had pumpkin eggnog before, right?
I don't think that's a thing.
You don't think it's a thing?
But it sounds good.
I think we should make it a thing. Mm-hmm. I think we can make pumpkin eggnog for real, for real.
I know it's not eggnog time yet, but next time you go to the store, can you get some?
No, it's not eggnog time, so I'm not getting eggnog.
But it's so good.
What do you want?
Oreos.
Go get some Oreos.
Ah.
Two.
What about 15?
No, you can have two. Azure came in asking about Oreos. It's a long weekend. It's Columbus, well, formerly Columbus Day, now it's Indigenous Peoples Day. Any big plans for your long weekend?
So, tomorrow, we're going... to Pizza Hut Buffet because they're open.
Pizza Hut Buffet is still a thing. For you people out there, some Pizza Huts still have Pizza Hut Buffet where it's unlimited pizza. They'll make the exact pizza you want. So, we're doing that. What else?
So we're doing it with some friends, and then we're going to go roller skating with them.
Pizza Hut Buffet, roller skating. Any other plans, or that's kind of basically, yeah.
I think that's pretty much it. That's
pretty much it. Those sound like good plans.
Tomorrow's Monday, so it's the last day.
Mm-hmm. So... last day of the 3-day weekend. Mm-hmm. There are like fall festivals. What'd you do yesterday?
So I did. So with a company called Women's League Voting or something like that.
Women's League Voting?
Women's League of Voting.
Women's League of Voting, okay.
That me and the Girl Scouts, well, some of them. Went to and did a booth for the Fairfax Fall Festival, convincing people to vote, trying to. I'm like handing out candy and stickers and coloring to the kids. And then, I think it's called Sample Thing.
Okay, well, what is it?
What's like, the thing you vote on? Like, you choose whether you go in person or...
Absentee ballots is when you vote
kind of sample ballot.
Okay.
For early voting.
Okay.
At, to the adults. So we did that for a while. And then I went and I got an MRI. On my ankle. Because I heard it trampolining. And I had to sit there completely still for like 20 minutes. But they gave me music.
That's nice. So this voting thing. So you went and had a booth with Girl Scouts to convince people to vote. Is it to vote for a specific person or to just tell people that they should go and vote?
To just tell people they should go and vote.
Why? So why do you think that that's important to tell people that they should go and vote?
Because, like, it makes a really, really big impact who you vote for.
Well, what if you... So you're not telling people to vote for anybody specific. You're telling people to go and vote. What if the people that they would go and vote for would be somebody different than who you would want them to vote for? Why is it important to tell them to go and vote, if even if that means that they may vote for somebody different than you would want?
Because some of them might do that, but some of them might vote for who I would want to win.
Yeah, but what if...
So...
Yeah, so what? Sorry.
So that's, like, still getting more people to vote for who I want.
Okay. So you think that by... So I guess since you're not telling people to go out and vote for who a specific person, and even though you don't know who they're going to vote for... I guess, why is it important to go out and try to tell people that they should go and vote?
Because
it could, like, backfire. If you're like, I want this person to win, but I'm going to go and tell everybody to vote.
It could, and it still impacts who I want to win.
But it could impact who you want to win negatively.
Yeah, but it could also do it positively.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's how we had to do it. We couldn't say who they should vote for.
Yeah.
In this case.
In this case. Yeah, I've always been like... So I know that there are a lot of drives out there to get out the vote, essentially. And I know that there are people that tell people to go out and vote for my candidate. So there'll be like Democrats that come out and say, go vote Democrat. And they'll go around and... convince people to vote for Democrat, and then there'll Republicans that go out and say, go out and vote Republican, and they'll go out. But the people that just say, go out and vote, like, I'm just, what's their agenda? Like, why do, if they feel like, because they're personally, most likely they're going to prefer that they vote for a specific person, but it could work the other, like, against them.
Go out and vote is like saying, go out and, like, support your beliefs.
So like, you're essentially telling people that they like should go out.
It is important to vote. Like, overall, it's important to vote.
So it's just, it's important to vote, and it's important for that person to go out and figure out who they should vote for. Mm-hmm. It's not so
and
much
figure
who,
out who
they
want to, who, what, like, their beliefs are and what they think's right.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think it's a, even if they may be opposed to the things that you would be for, it's important for them to go out and educate themselves on the, or just to be involved in their government and have some sort of stakes in what's going on, I guess. So, yeah, I think that that's kind of the reason why, to even if they don't vote for who you want, at least they're involved and know what's going on and whatever.
Exactly.
I know that when it was probably like, I don't think I voted until like maybe like late 20s or something.
Why?
Because I was like, I don't care. Like, whatever's happening in politics doesn't impact me or whatever.
Most people are excited to get to 18 and go and vote.
No, not me. I didn't care. I didn't think that whatever I voted for really mattered or would really impact me one way or another. So I was just like, meh, I don't need to vote. I'm not going to stand in those lines or whatever.
But the Oreos are 7.
What?
7 out of 10 for the Oreos.
Got it. Sounds good. Azure rates them a 7 out of 10.
And, like, wait, when's the election?
November 5th. So we've got a little under a month left for the, like, the next big election.
So you miss it by, like, a little more than a month when you were 18. Like...
Oh, yeah, so, well...
When you were 17, you missed the election a little bit more than...
Yeah, so my birthday's in December, so I would have missed it. But it wouldn't have mattered, because I didn't vote for a while after that anyway, so...
I think the people that miss it by, like, 1 or 2 days are the people that really want to vote the most. Because they're like,
yeah.
Oh, man, I just missed it by 2 days.
Probably.
Because it's something they missed by just a little bit.
Yep.
Anya knows someone that misses it by 2 days.
Oh, yeah? Oh, man, that's rough.
And I personally think they should make exceptions for that kind of thing, but they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Because,
like, if, like, then you have to wait 4 years.
Yeah, for the next major election, but there are elections all the time.
Yeah, but for, like, the, like...
The
biggest
election. And stuff,
like,
yeah.
The election people are most like, this is what we have to have, and this is why we have to have it, and
that's
this
true.
Is right, and nobody's going to change my mind about this. Where other elections people are like, yeah, that's right, but this could also happen. I don't know. I'm just not going to vote.
So they say that, they'll say that all politics are local. Which is a phrase that means that really people, like, even if when you're voting for president, that's one thing. But if you're voting for a president, anything that they do may or may not impact you. So you want to vote for, like, the what's most likely to impact you is voting for people that actually run your city or run your town or are in charge of your state, so things that are close to you, because when they pass laws, those are things that, like, will really impact you individually. So
that's actually true. The
so really
so
the most
local ones are probably the most important.
It really is, and I don't think a lot of people realize that. Like, things
right.
Like voting for school board, like the people that are teaching or the people that are in charge of what your kids are going to be taught and if they're going to get lunch.
Should most of our taxes go to schools or should most of our taxes go to...
Roads, like making sure the roads are safe and schools and parks and all these things that you actually see and use. Like, those are the things that people should be most concerned about, I think, personally. But I think that most of the time they're not, because they don't, it's not in the news and it's not on the radio as much, and it's harder to get information about those candidates because it's not all over the place all the time. So,
which it should be.
It should be. And
but then it'd make life just like, I have to vote for, like, these people at this time. Oh, wait, I was supposed to vote for these people at this time.
Yeah. Well, it's not...
And it's like you're always having to vote for someone.
Well, it's not always. I think it's maybe like once every couple years or once a year or something. But, yeah. What was I going to... Or that's like an opportunity to get involved. So you could be like... I don't like the way that my parks look. I'm going to run for somebody that's, or for the board that takes care of our parks, because the playgrounds here are shabby. And I don't like shabby playgrounds. And I'm going to tell people all about how the playgrounds are shabby, and they're going to vote for me because I'm going to take some money from the taxes and use it to make the playgrounds not shabby.
Yeah.
I like the word shabby.
I could tell. I was 6 last time we had an election.
The last time there was
so fast.
It does. Every time there's an election, it's like,
I'll be 14 next time.
Yeah. There's an election. And you'll probably have completely different opinions about everything by the time you're 14.
I doubt it. Well, about president.
President stuff. Yeah, maybe we'll see. So what else is going on? Oh, I had a question for you. So at your school or at school or whatever, do they talk about do they have exercises for like gratitude?
Yes.
What do you have to do? What are the exercises for gratitude?
Well, lately, she's just been asking us, like, what are you grateful for? And we either, like, go around and say what we're grateful for,
mm-hmm.
or, like, we write it down,
mm-hmm.
Like, every day or every week or something. But sometimes, like, in wellness, we'll have lessons about, like, what it means to be grateful,
uh-huh.
or things like that. So it's like little things, but it's a lot of little things.
Well, what do you think, why do they do that? What's the purpose of that?
'Cause people mostly focus on, like, the negative things in life, or the things that go wrong, when there are so many things that go right.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. I think we were talking about brains last time, and I think our brains are just kind of wired to focus on the bad things, so we have to make a...
it's like something we have to, like, impact on, something we have to do something about a lot of the time.
What do you mean?
'Cause, like, if something goes wrong, a lot of the time you're gonna have to, like, try to fix it. Like,
well, what if it's not something you can fix? What if it's just this thing happened and it's already over and that's all there is to it? Like, somebody said something that you didn't like and it's already been said, and
yeah, but like a lot, like, a lot of the time people will be like, hey, I didn't like that. That wasn't nice. Where, like, if someone says something nice, you'll just be like, thanks. And then, like, forget about it.
Yeah. So what I think... So when I hear about, like, grateful exercises, and they're great, but I think that a lot of the times they are something that already happened. So you're like, 5 days after Christmas, somebody says, what are you grateful for? Are you grateful that Christmas happened? Or are you grateful for your presents? You're like, yeah, I'm grateful I had the thing that I wanted. And you're thankful for the things that already happened or your current situation in life, but I think that the practice should be more about figuring out how to be grateful in the moment. So like kind of live gratefulness. So that way you're able to cherish those things even more instead of kind of like retroactively or thinking about the past. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess that was cool.
Your example got me thinking, like, maybe it's because, like, people are like, yeah, I got this and I got this and that's pretty cool. But then in their mind, they're like, but I still want this. When am I going to be able to get this? When's the next time I can get this?
Yep.
And then they'll be thinking about that until they get it.
Yeah.
And then they'll be thinking about the next thing and the next thing and the next thing.
That's perfect. Yep. So instead of enjoying the thing and being grateful in the moment of the thing that they did get, even if it may not have been the thing they wanted, I think that that helps alleviate feeling like I'm missing out on something or not getting the thing I actually wanted. Like, actually, this thing is pretty cool that's happening right now. Or actually, it is pretty cool that I'm in this place. Even if I went to Busch Gardens and half the rides aren't working, it's cool that I'm riding this ride at least. Right? So I've been...
And I had fun on this ride.
Yeah. So I've been trying to think of ways to have reminders to have more of that active gratefulness instead of the in-the-moment gratefulness instead of looking back gratefulness. And I was wondering if you had any ideas on how to, I guess, remember to be grateful while you're in the moment and having that thing or experiencing that thing or doing that thing or being with these people. Do you think that there are any tricks or tips to be like, to remember that and to think about how great this thing is or how it makes me feel in the moment? I don't have any tips either. It's just kind of one of those things you just have to remember. And
like, but I did like this. Like, when you say it, you're like,
when you say what?
Like, remember last time we were talking about this pathways in your brain?
Yes.
I think, like, the real way to remember it is just, like, practicing it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're thinking about something, then you can't forget it if you're, like, in the middle of just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously you have to think about other things sometimes, but, like, just try to loop back to that thing at some point.
Yep.
And being like, what did I like today? Oh, well, they said something really nice. Oh, and I got, this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and this part of the day was really nice.
Yep.
Oh, and I like my lunch.
You never like your lunch.
That's not true. I like ramen.
Ah, I see. So the trick is to just get in the practice of recognizing that you're in a situation that makes you happy or this is nice, and just kind of remembering to acknowledge it at that moment and making a practice of doing that throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to try to make a practice or to remember to do that.
Me too.
You too. Pinky something. At least shake on it.
One, two, three.
No. I win. Too late. It's over. I win.
No, you didn't.
Podcast
you
over.
Mean, no.
Bye.
No.
I won.
No, you did. One, two, three, four. I had a glance.